This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A federal jury has convicted a New York civil rights lawyer of aiding terrorists. Lynn Stewart was accused of smuggling messages from her imprisoned client, Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman, to his followers in Egypt. The case has captured the attention of the legal community because it's centered on how far a lawyer can go in defending a client. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
For 30 years, Lynn Stewart has been a fixture in New York's legal scene. She's a well-known left-wing activist and a self-described radical lawyer who has championed unpopular clients. And so yesterday, the courtroom was filled with her supporters and family as the jury foreman read the verdict. Stewart was found guilty on 5 counts, including aiding terrorists, defrauding the government, and making false statements. With each guilty count, a gasp went up in the courtroom and sobs were heard. As Stewart left the courthouse, she was followed by her chanting supporters.
This trial is a travesty!
Free Lynn Stewart!
Stewart teared up as she spoke.
This case could be, I hope it will be, a wake-up call to all the citizens of this country and all the people who live here that you can't lock up the lawyers, you can't tell the lawyers how to do the job. You've got to let them operate, and I will fight on. I'm not giving up.
How the high-profile lawyer became a high-profile client herself is related to her defense during the 1990s of Egyptian Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman. The sheikh was convicted in 1995 of planning to blow up several New York City landmarks and conspiring to assassinate Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. He's being held in a federal prison and prevented from communicating with his followers, known as the Islamic Group. As his lawyer, Lynn Stewart was accused of violating that ban. Prosecutors pointed to how Stewart released a statement from the sheikh to a reporter where the sheikh withdrew his support for a ceasefire between the Islamic group and the Egyptian government. Dan Richman, a former federal prosecutor who now teaches at Fordham Law School in New York, says that was one of the keys to the case.
There were no great issues of fact. It was pretty well conceded by the defense lawyers that she had these contacts with the sheikh, that she did pass messages out from him to the outside world, that she did make certain representations to the government saying she wouldn't pass messages, and it all became more a matter of interpretation and intent.
The government argued that the intent was a call by the sheikh to resume violence. Stewart argued, as she did yesterday outside the courtroom, that the press release never killed anyone.
This case deals with one press release which led to absolutely nothing.
Former prosecutor Dan Richman says that in the end, the jury probably didn't buy Stewart's argument that a lawyer can go to any lengths to represent a client.
We don't really like to have private citizens decide whether or not there's a risk of terrorists when a terrorist leader contacts his group, which is essentially the risk she decided to take on her own.
Stewart's interpreter, Mohammed Yousri, was also convicted of helping to provide material support to terrorists, and the sheikh's paralegal at the time, Ahmed Abdul Sadar, was convicted on even more serious charges. Prosecutors say he actually helped a militant issue a fatwa against Jews. Stewart is free on bail while she appeals the conviction. The grandmother of 12 says she regrets the pain that she's caused her family and supporters, but that she would represent her client the same way if she could do it again. Stewart fears that the case has already had a chilling effect on defense lawyers around the country.
I still see myself as being a symbol of what people rail against when they say that civil liberties are eroded, that we don't live in the same America that we lived in even 3 or 4 years ago, and that we have to struggle against that, or we all will wake up one morning to hear someone saying guilty and being placed in jail.
Prosecutors say that the guilty verdicts carry a different kind of symbolism. In his formal statement, new U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said the conviction of Lynn Stewart sends a clear message that his department will pursue both terrorists and those who assist them. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.